Hello and welcome. You're listening to Healing with Serenity. My name is Serenity Ford and I am your host. In this podcast, we talk about all things natural healing, mind, body, and soul. So if you're interested in learning how to heal various situations or have a physiological pregnancy, birth, postpartum, or just general wellness, we talk about it all. Please don't forget to hit that subscribe button. And thank you so much for listening. Let's go ahead and get started. Hello, what's up, what's up? It has been a minute. It has been a minute, you guys. However many minutes are in about 3 years, that's how many minutes. It's been a long time. And I don't know if you recall, if you were following me back in fall of 2020, I had a whole list of topics that I wanted to talk about. I don't really have a reason other than just life and motherhood. That's it. I mean, things just got crazy, and not in a bad way. It just got crazy. So welcome back to the pod. Thank you for listening to my three listeners. I really appreciate all of you guys, all of the support, all of the messages and the love. I actually, my original Facebook that I had since 2011 got banned last November. I could not tell you why. There were multiple violations. One was like nudity, which I had nothing that was nudity. Honestly, I think somebody was reporting things, and who knows? Who knows? The algorithm, Facebook has gotten really crazy in the past couple of years, probably since COVID. So it could be also that I just have a really big mouth and I say some shit that people just don't like. Who knows? I don't really care. It does suck because I lost like 7,000 people just on my personal profile. But honestly, with anything in life, I have learned to not dwell on the negative, but turn it into a positive. So for me, the positive was basically, I saw a lot of the people that were on there, they were just kind of stagnant and they were old, dead energy for me. They were all there from my pinup days, from my modeling days, a lot of men, which I love you men. I'm not bashing you. But it just, that wasn't the persona or the energy I was trying to put out anymore. So like I said, I see it as turning over a new leaf. I see it as welcoming new energy, new faces, new followers, just fresh, new everything. So I am slowly building back my numbers. And, you know, to many people, it's superficial. They don't like that, you know, we're on here chasing numbers. But this is the path that I've chosen for myself. I have used my story as a platform in which to connect with my audience. And, you know, I just feel like I am walking in my destiny. I'm walking in my God-intended path. And, you know, just having the numbers and the followers and the eyeballs, it's all part of it. So I want this episode to kind of serve as like a, hey, how's everybody doing? Let's check in. I'm checking in with you. I'm going to kind of give you a little recap of what's been going on in my world ever since the last time I recorded. And I think the last episode that I put out for you guys was about water. So a lot has changed. I've learned a lot more. My views have changed on a lot of different things. So if you go back and you listen to a podcast from 2019 and you hear me say something that contradicts what I'm saying today, yeah, it's probably going to happen. It's going to happen, you guys. I am growing and changing every day, and you should be grateful for that because I am just always doing what I can to be better. You know, just be better. And I'm not trying to be better than anyone else other than who I was yesterday. I'm trying to learn more. I actually have some new education goals. My doctorate is kind of like on the back burner right now. I haven't been able to like write my thesis or do anything like that. Just school or, you know, home life, motherhood. But for some reason, I think that I can embark on an endeavor to obtain my bachelor's in psychology. So that is probably going to be something that I'll be working on education-wise here in the coming year, within the next, you know, calendar year or so, as well as really cracking down on my CMOS line, Mermaid Magic. If you haven't tried Mermaid Magic, go check out serenityford.com and you can use the search bar and search for Mermaid Magic. I also offer Mermaid Magic as a wholesale option. So if you're wherever you are in the United States, you can sign up to be a wholesale distributor for me and make a little bit of money. It's pretty great. It's a pretty great opportunity. I would like to finally get to the point where I can offer my product to the world. And that's something that I am working on with the new formula, my new method of processing and all of that. But it's just like with anything, it's touch and go. It's a lot of experimenting. It's a lot of, you know, a lot of failures, but I'm going to get it right. I have been working on my CMOS recipe for over 3 years now. And I just finally, like this last September, well, it was probably really closer to December, January that I'm like, yes, I finally have perfected this recipe. And of course, me being me, I am like, how can I throw a wrench in this and, you know, go back to the drawing board and start all over? So that's where I'm at with that. And it's just been a really great journey. I love creating that product for everybody. It's a great way for me to connect with you guys in like physical form and offer something that really, really works. And I always say, you know, I make CMOS because it works. Does it make sense? Like, it doesn't work because I make it. I make it because it works. I love it. I've seen how it has helped me and my family. I've seen how it has helped friends and customers. So I really love that product. I'm very excited. And as an herbalist, I have made just about every herbal home remedy product you can think of. Like I had a storefront for a year. And I went crazy making anything and everything under the sun, trying to have this like fully stocked apothecary. And I loved that so much, but it was also draining because I was just spreading myself so thin. And I wasn't putting 100% of my love into 100% of my products. So, you know, I kind of have been searching for that one product that I can present and be like, here it is, guys. Here is my passion. Here is my love of you and wellness in a jar. And that's what Mermaid Magic is for me. And it's just, it feels good to offer that to you. So if you're tuning in, maybe you're curious to know what I had to say. Maybe you're just being nosy. Maybe you're bored. Maybe it's all of the above. Awesome. Whatever it is, welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's do a little recap. What has been going on since the last time I talked to you guys? I believe I didn't look at my dates. I don't have any notes for this podcast. I usually don't have notes because I don't know if it's just me being like an Aries sun or what, but I just love to go blindly and see what happens. But basically, I believe you all knew that I had opened a storefront in March of 21. Yes, March 24th of 2021 was my like opening day, and it was also my 29th birthday. I opened Red Moon Wellness, and it was such a great experience. I ended up hiring an assistant, which was a really good learning experience and learning curve for me as, you know, a leader and person, as a woman. I learned a lot through that whole process. My store was open for about a year. I mean, technically a year, but I was open to the public from March to December 31st of year 2021. And it again was an experience. I would not say it was a failure, because I feel like the purpose that it had in my life was served. But guys, if you've never opened a physical like business, like a brick and mortar, oh my goodness. I had no idea what I was getting into. I was woefully unprepared. I did set out to get some funding for my store to kind of help, but I was denied at every opportunity that I seized. I'm sure there were other chances I could have taken as far as like business loans for small business women and things like that. I didn't apply for those, but here locally in the town that I live in, I did apply and I presented my business. I presented myself and my numbers to a board, and I was rejected. And this was in like February of 21 or March. February, March, but I had already kind of opened my store. And then I was like, I presented them with my numbers of how my sales had like tripled in 1 month of me having my storefront, as opposed to a good year and a half of working from home. And anyway, it got denied. I was a little salty about it, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to push on. I've signed this lease for a year. Let me make this happen. And I ended up spending money to have a business. You know, I did not profit anything having that business. It was really hard. It was really, really hard. I think at the end of it all, you know, I ended up paying like $20,000 that year to have my storefront open. And I am learning to be more business savvy. I'm, you know, going back to the drawing board. I don't know that I will ever have a store, but so let me back up. So I had my store till New Year's Eve, basically of 21. And the reason, there were a few reasons for me deciding to close. A, you know, money was a big part, but I got pregnant, you guys. I got pregnant with my son. He's a year old now, and he's such a little precious, amazing human. I love him. Oh my gosh, he's impacted me in so many ways. But yes, I got pregnant with him. And when I get pregnant, I'm really like guarded and protective of my energy and my space. And I was in a place of healing, like my store and my clinic was a place of healing for people. So, you know, we have a lot of different people coming in needing help, needing assistance. And that is amazing. And that's great. But it's hard when you're trying to protect your energy from other energies. That was really draining for me. And it became where I kind of hated going into the office. I hated going to work. I dreaded dealing with certain people. So once I started feeling like that, I was like, I can't bring this energy into this healing space either. You know, like it's not good for me. It's not good for my baby. It's not good for my assistant. It's not good for my clients and my customers. So that kind of was like weighing on me. And I found myself like booking people less and less and canceling appointments and just overall just not being the solid person that I wanted to be. So there was that aspect as well. And I was like, okay, you know, New Year's Eve, December 31st will be our last day open. And that's what happened. I also just didn't want to have to be dealing with all the overhead and also paying an employee and all of that while I was postpartum. My baby was due at the end of February. He ended up being born March 1st, so of 2022. So yeah, I didn't want to deal with that. So a lot of my stuff sat in that office, that store for a little while. And my lease, like I finished my year lease and we moved our stuff out. I had all my stuff in storage, had my baby March 1st. And I think it was like May that I started to kind of emerge back into society, started working out. And I would say starting working out again, but girl, I was not working out before, but I was like, I need to get on some sort of a fitness routine. I just felt really bad in that pregnancy. I did not take great care of myself. I was not active. I used every excuse to just be lazy, to eat whatever I wanted. I didn't gain a ton of weight. I definitely gained more than I normally do in my pregnancies. And I just felt bad, you know, fuck weight gain, fuck all that. My energy, everything was just very low. And I knew like, ugh, my birth was a pretty, I'm not gonna say traumatic, but it was very hard. The labor was very hard. And there were some touchy moments there. I did attempt a free birth and I ended up transferring myself to a hospital to birth my son, which everything happened, you know, fine. After we got to the hospital, there was no serious intervention needed, but I did birth him in a hospital, which I had a lot of like regret and shame. And don't roll your eyes, because this is one of the things that I have definitely been humbled about and I've changed my perspective on. And so I think that was really needed for me in order to be able to serve women better in a healthier capacity than coming from like a holier than thou place, you know? I used to not want to serve women who wanted to have hospital births. I didn't want to deal with hospitals. And I still am very reluctant because hospitals are just cesspools for disease and germs, plain and simple. Like I don't like to expose myself to those places. That's the main thing. However, I'm not going to just be like snooty about it and be like, no, I'm not going to assist you. You know what I mean? I'm also more respectful of women and their choices. You know, my main thing at this point is just, and I feel like this has always been a focus for me is just making sure that you are informed in all of your choices, right? So I still stand by that. I'll never change on that. You know, as long as you know all of your options and you know the risks and benefits of each and you make an informed choice, I think that's fucking awesome. And you are doing the best thing for you and your baby. Okay. And we'll talk more about that at another time. I'm just trying to give you a recap of where my life has gone since the end of 2020. Right. So anyway, I kind of started emerging back in May. And, you know, if you know me and you followed me for any period of time, but especially since like 2017, you know, I'm a go-getter. Like, I am focused. I want something. I'm going to get it. I'm going to make it happen. It does not matter. I can have negative $5,000 in my bank account, which that doesn't happen. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I am going to make shit happen. So I'm not a person who can just be stagnant. I'm not a person who could just be a stay-at-home mom. And I say just very, very lightly because being a stay-at-home mom is hard as fuck. It's not something that should be taken lightly. It should definitely have a lot of respect on that shit. Like, stay-at-home moms deserve to be paid in millions of diamonds and jewels because that's a hard job. But for me, my mind, it wanders. It's always thinking. And for me, I also feel like by working on myself and creating a career that can support myself and my family, if anything were to happen, that is making me a better mom for me and for my kids. So I started back in school. I finished up another year. I got a couple more certifications and things. I think in 2021, I was certified in like vaginal steaming. I was certified in Reiki. So I'm now like a Reiki master. I also got a sound therapy certification. So I do like crystal bowls and things like that. And of course, you know, a lot of these things you don't need a certification for. I just like to show that I put in the hours and the time to study these subjects, to kind of pad my resume in wellness and really focus on full body wellness, not just what you're eating and herbs and things like that. Everything from physical movement to your mentality to your spirit and your energy. I also started offering like shadow work therapies, and, you know, studying Carl Jung and studying the shadow. That really has piqued my interest in psychology. And a little fun fact about me that most people do not know, I am from Abilene, Texas. There are three main universities there. There are Hardin-Simmons, McMurray, and Abilene Christian University. It's like the trifecta of super religious, super expensive, fancy universities. And when I was in high school, went to a little tiny school called GymNed, very, very tiny school. You know, as we became seniors and juniors and seniors, we had to start really thinking seriously about the career path we wanted to take. And me, with such a fucked up background in childhood with fucked up parents, I felt so called to get into psychology. I wanted to work specifically with children, up to teens, and I wanted to specialize in like art therapy. And I actually, due to my mom's incarceration status, was granted all kinds of money to go to Hardin-Simmons, which, you know, that's $100,000 or if not more. I mean, I have no concept of these monies because it's ridiculous. Like, I think universities for the most part are a huge scam, but I was going to be given free money essentially. And my crazy ass self with no, you know, structure or anything, I was like, no, I'm just going to join the Army. And then I ended up not joining the Army. I ended up moving to California and getting pregnant instead. And, you know, the rest is history on that. But I was going to go and be a psych major there at Hardin-Simmons. And now looking back, I'm like, man, maybe I should have done it. But, you know, my life wouldn't have come to where it is now. And I don't think I would have actually loved what I was doing, you know. So anyway, like I was saying, studying Carl Jung, studying psychology more just on my own independently, I'm like, man, maybe I should kind of like put my doctorate on hold. Maybe I should look into a bachelor's in psychology so I can go get my ABA. I don't know. These are just some thoughts. I don't know. We're just talking here. You know what I mean? So yeah, I started back offering these things, getting all these certifications. We're talking, you know, May, June of 2022. And then in like, I think it was like June, July, I know it was like summertime, I went back to the place, the office building where I'd had my store before, talked with the manager. He had a space available for me to rent for a lot cheaper. It was just it's an office, small little office space as opposed to a storefront. So I started renting that last summer. It's been almost a year now. That's crazy. And that has worked tremendously well for me with my life. What I hated about having the storefront before is I felt like it took so much away from my family time. And I didn't want to do that anymore. When I was doing the pinup, the modeling, the nonprofit, the charity work, all that, I really did put my family on the back burner. And after I stopped doing that, I told myself I'm never going to do that again. That like, I love my work. I love the people I come into contact with, but my family will come first. And that was hard for me because I never had that. You know, my parents never put me first. I never experienced that. So it's something I had to train myself to do. I think the love and support from my husband really inspired that in me. And, you know, if you've ever talked to me in person for more than, you know, 20 minutes, I've probably mentioned my husband a few times because he really has been such a strong source of support for me and stability. So this office space has been amazing because like literally there have been times like last month where I went into my office, I think one time. I have a lot of virtual clients. So I see people on Zoom. A lot of people all over the state of Texas specifically. And so a lot of times I don't even have to leave my home. I just see them that way. I'll go into my office for in-person clients, or if I just like need to go study or work quietly, I'll have that place to go to. And then I will still host like women's circles during the full moon. You know, I don't do it every month like I would love to, or every 3 months even. I do it when I feel called to do it. And it usually works out best that way because it's unforced. You know, that's a big, like, that's a huge theme in my life anymore. As an Aries sun, I just, like, will ram my way through anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will make a way, and I don't like that anymore. Like, I definitely still have a lot of those personality traits, but I'm gonna kind of just go with the flow and go with my intuition. Following my intuition has never led me wrong. So, yeah. I'm loving the office space. Yes, I'm paying rent and I might only be there 1 hour a month, but it's well worth it for me because now I have all my stuff organized. I have all of my supplies and my tools. Everything is there. It's a dedicated space to my work and I love it. So that has worked so much better. So let's see what else has happened after last summer. You know, things are a little foggy. Time has just flown. I don't know if time really is moving faster, if the earth is moving faster. I don't know what's going on. It's just been crazy, you guys. Have you felt that? Have you felt like everything is just moving faster? Okay, so let me back up some more. It was December of 2021. We bought our house. That's huge news. I can't even believe that I was just going to forget about that. So we were actually staying in this trailer here in this town that did not belong to us. I hated staying there. I mean, we were blessed to be able to stay there. We did not pay rent. It was pretty great. But I was going to be giving birth in February or March. And I'm telling my husband, like, we need a place of our own. I will not give birth here. I hate it. It's not my own place. Just all these factors, right? So I lit a fire under his ass. We started looking for a house, and I think it was like October, November that we found our house. And we looked at maybe four houses before, but we found this one. As soon as I pulled up to it, I was like, oh my gosh, I love this house. And it's a great home. It's not anything crazy fancy, but I will tell you, for me and what I am used to in my life, it is nice. Okay. I'm very, very happy with it. It's in a great neighborhood, very quiet neighborhood, beautiful backyard. We're just blessed. We're just seriously blessed, you guys. And as soon as I pulled up, I loved this house. I hadn't even seen the inside. The inside is really great. There were things that we needed to improve, but we have done many improvements since. We closed on our house, like, I think it was like December 16th or something. And we moved in immediately. Like that night, I'm like, bring my bed. I'm sleeping in my home. you know, coming from a child who, you know, we didn't have much. We didn't have much at all. We had no stability, no roots, you know. And then as a young mom, we were homeless at one point. So it's like, this was a big deal for me. Very, very exciting. I think it'd be a big deal for anybody in normal circumstances, but this was a big deal and a big deal for my husband too. So we closed on our house in December of 21, had our baby in March of 22. And I've already kind of filled you in on that. Yeah. And I've just kind of been rocking, you know, I've been kind of just going with the flow. My 3-year-old, she started pre-K at the same private school that my oldest was at. And they did this last school year there. We actually just finished up the school year. We're going to go back to homeschooling. Pretty excited about that. Pretty nervous, but excited nonetheless. I have made some decent connections here in the town that we live in, but also recently just pissed off the whole town too. So that's like a whole topic on its own, you know, just small town bullshit. And how I love to shake shit up, apparently. You know, I stopped being quiet about some things that I felt strongly about and voiced those opinions, and I pissed off a bunch of women who in turn wanted to call me anti-woman and I don't support women. And we're going to talk a lot about what supporting women looks like for me and what it should look like for you. And I don't sign off on toxic positivity anymore. That's a big topic that I've been harping on Facebook, on social media, is I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not doing the empower every woman just in the name of woman. Like, I'm not doing it. I don't care. It's going to bother you. I don't care. And you know, you're going to love it or you're going to hate it. And either way, if you're listening and you love it or you hate it, welcome, babe. Welcome. Like, you're here, you're listening, and that's fucking cool. So, ooh, let's talk about my fitness journey. So I told you I started working out in like May of 2022. And I was just kind of like half-ass on it from May to September. Yeah. So May, June, July, August, September, like about 5 months or whatever. I was kind of whatever, just doing my own thing from home, hit or miss. There would be weeks sometimes where I didn't go work out. But it was September where I was like, fuck this. I'm tired of feeling like this. I'm tired of looking like this. Let's get this shit done. And y'all, it is now June. I'm still at it. I'm still a boss. I'm making gains. And I'm 6 months pregnant. So I started going to the gym. And like 2 months later, got pregnant. And it was really crazy, you guys, because I literally had a baby in March. So, you know, when I found out I was pregnant in December, January, I was shook. I was shook. Because there was no way in hell I was going to have another baby before the 3-year mark. Like, I had wanted to seriously just take time for myself. I had no plans of getting pregnant. And you know, again, if you follow me for a period of time, you know I dealt with infertility and some miscarriages, some serious losses. I literally thought in order for me to get pregnant, I had to consciously, intentionally attempt to get pregnant, right? Apparently that's not the case. Apparently when you get healthier and you start working on your shit, you will just get pregnant at the smell of semen. I don't know. But let me tell you, I was in denial for a minute. Like, I started having symptoms, which, mind you, you have to understand every other pregnancy was intentional for me. So I knew. But this time I started having symptoms. I had not really had a period because I was breastfeeding. But I started feeling really sick. Like, I would have these waves of nausea. And I remember just being like, that's so weird. And I thought I had like a virus or a parasite. And I was honestly at one point praying that I just had a parasite. Not like the baby kind, but like, you know, the parasitic, like tapeworm kind or something. I was in denial. And I remember I started doing CrossFit in September. And I was in a CrossFit class. And I'm like, man, this is how I'm feeling. And one of the coaches was like, are you sure you're not pregnant? And I'm like, there's no way. Like, it's not possible. Like, she's like, are you having sex? And I'm like, well, yeah. Okay, well. And I'm like, nah, but it kept nagging, right? And I'm like, okay, fine. I will go get a pregnancy test so everybody can shut the hell up because I'm not pregnant. But if I'm not pregnant, also, like, what is wrong with me? Like, please let it be a parasite, right? I go buy a pregnancy test, pee on it. My husband actually happened to be there, which is the first time. Every other time I've been pregnant, he's up in a wind turbine and I have to call him and be like, babe, I'm pregnant. And then he cries and I cry and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, anyway, but he is there and I pee on the stick just kind of jokingly. I literally thought nothing would happen. And immediately it's positive. You guys, the emotions that flooded my husband was like, are you okay? Like, I know he was worried because I'm crying and then I'm laughing and I'm crying and I'm laughing. I have anger. Like, y'all, I had started to grow a six pack. Like, I started having abs. You can go check out my Facebook if you care. And you can scroll back to, like, you know, October, November. And you will see I was fucking getting it. Okay. So that was a big part of it. Like, what am I going to do now? My body, everything that I've been working for, all my goals. Like, I had goals. I wanted to start competing in CrossFit Games. The thought of starting to train and educate myself on becoming a coach in like the next like 3 years was something that I wanted to do. Like, all these things. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, what the fuck? So it was a huge shock, and I won't lie. Like, I was definitely disappointed. This is not in my plans. But like with all my other pregnancies, I truly just feel like for me, this just, they all bring me a learning lesson. And the lesson isn't don't get pregnant. I mean, I'm married happily, successfully. We are good financially. Like, this, I'm in a great position to have another child. And I planned on having more children, just not in this timing, right? And the lesson is, it's not about your timing. You know, there's another more divine timing at work and at play that you really don't have any control over. And honestly, if I didn't want to get pregnant, guess what, fam? I should have been using more natural family planning methods. You know, I know how to not get pregnant. I wasn't utilizing my tools because I was like, no, I'm good. You know, I'm not going to get pregnant because I've always had to try. So that was a huge shock. It was a huge fucking shock. I do know what the gender is, but I have not been to any doctors. I've not had any testing. I've not had anything done, like, completely 1000% wild. I am going to attempt another free birth. I think, I don't know. I could change my mind. I could change my mind last minute. So anyway, whatever is going to happen is going to happen. I'm just fucking going with it. And everything has been really great so far, literally perfect. I've continued to go to the gym. That is a huge part of this. Okay. It's a huge part of this is that instead of just giving up and being depressed about it, I hit the gym even harder and I listen to my body and I do what feels best. I have taken breaks when I need to. But overall, this has definitely been like a great pregnancy, considering it is my fifth child and I'm now 31 years old, which I'm not telling you like, oh, you're too old, blah, blah, blah. But as you age, let's be real, as you age and as you have more children, your health definitely lessens. So that's a huge testament to the work that I've put into my wellness, and my whole body wellness, right? Is that, you know, I'm able to feel just as good as when I was first pregnant at 18 years old. That was a long time ago. Feels like a long time ago, 13 years ago. But yeah, so it wasn't until recently, I think I was like 21, 22 weeks pregnant, that I finally was like attempting to connect with my baby. And I know that probably sounds really bad, right? But it was just kind of hard for me to do so, because I was kind of being like a spoiled brat, you know, I didn't get my way and whatever. But it's fucking awesome. I'm really good at being pregnant, plain and simple. I love being pregnant. I love what my body is capable of doing, and I know I'm blessed. And yeah, so I'm now like 27 weeks today exactly. And I'm just tripped out that time is flying so fast. And I really have not prepared anything. I need to start refreshing myself. I've had people ask me like, oh, what do you need for the baby? And I'm like, literally, I don't need anything. If you want to buy me some diapers, I'll send you the brands that I like. I don't really care for cloth diapering. I did do that for a minute and I just don't care for it. But like, we need clothes. We need a car seat and diapers. I think those are like the main things, because as you have children, you learn that all the bullshit is really unnecessary money making gimmicks, you know? And if you love to buy all the shit for your kid, that's great. More power to you. Me personally, babies really need such minimal items. I also breastfeed, so that cuts out any formula or bottles or anything like that. Oh, that's another success I recently had. Just weaned my 15-month-old baby. Guys, ladies, if you've ever weaned a baby, you know what a feat that is. And I am fucking proud of myself. Okay. We did it. I mean, 4 days done. So love that. I had to do that so that these last few, 3 months of my pregnancy, I could kind of have some sort of like, of my body back, you know, to myself, even though I have a child living inside my body, you know, I don't have a child hanging off my body at all times like that. So that's been really good. That's been really good. So yeah, I'm due September 1st. You know, due dates are just guest dates. We'll see when that actually comes to fruition, but it'll be a great time, and whatever's meant to be will be. It's a very humbling experience overall to just let things be naturally, you know, and not rush anything. I'm not taking any supplements or prenatals. I eat CMOS every day, most days, and I try to eat a pretty well-balanced diet. I have had some really shitty cravings that I've given into, and I don't give a fuck. I'll tell you what they are. The Wendy's classic chicken sandwich. They came out with this new ghost pepper ranch. That is legit. So yeah, there's a moment of transparency for you guys. I feel like some people look at me and what I do for a living and they're like, oh, you must be just the vision of health. And I mean, yeah, for the most part, I think so. But I'm also a human, and you have to remember, like, I have a whole past. Like, I used to binge drink and do a lot of crazy shit. So, you know, me eating a Wendy's chicken sandwich here and there is not going to kill me. And I'm also in a much better place health-wise, where I feel like I can do those things from time to time and I'm okay, you know? So yeah, there's a little moment of transparency for you, so you can maybe feel like a little better that I'm not some crazy health nut bitch, you know? Like, I love health, I love wellness, but really I've been focusing so much more on the mental and spiritual aspects of health more than anything, and that has improved my life incredibly. Let me catch my breath. Oh my goodness. So it's just been, you know, we're so incredibly blessed. I started a garden in my front yard. Oh my gosh, I have like 60 something house plants. I'm now a plant lady, or I never could keep anything alive before. I would have a cactus burn and die, you know. Now I have all these house plants. My home is just such a beautiful, peaceful place. I love the energy. I love seeing my children in it. I love our backyard, just everything. And then starting this garden, we couldn't have started at a better time. We've had so much rain in the Texas panhandle. It's been insane. I've hardly had to water it. And my stuff is growing, y'all. I have peppers sprouting. I have cucumbers sprouting. I have tomatoes. I have onions. Like, it's crazy. I can't even believe it. I can't even believe it. It's just such a blessing. I have been taking like little courses with mentors. I've had some chart readings done, just doing the things to just improve on myself so that I can be better for my family. I can be better for all of you. I really want to be an inspiration, and I want to be somebody that you can look at and you see success. You know, when I tell my story and I tell about the things that I'm blessed with, it's not like I'm bragging. And I wish that we as a whole, like as a society, would change that narrative that like if someone's talking about their successes, their blessings, that they're not bragging or they're not trying to make you feel bad. And if you feel bad about somebody else being blessed, that should serve as a sign to you to work on your mindset. Is it a poverty mindset or just very envious? That's something for you to work on. You know, that's something I had to work on too. And I want to talk about envy. I want to talk about mindsets. I want to talk about poverty mindsets. That's a topic that we will definitely be covering in the podcast episodes to come. But y'all, I came from the trenches. I came from the fucking mud, literally. Like, so my reason of telling you these things is if I can do it, so can you. So can you. We are all equipped with the ability to do anything we want to do. It's literally in our minds that are either stopping us or pushing us or supporting us to get to that goal, that end goal, right? So I'm just really excited for what the future has. I'm excited for what this last year has given me, what is coming. It's very exciting. So what are we in now? May? No, yeah, we're in June now. Today's June 2nd. So I'm taking a break in July. I am really going to try to not take any clients. I do have a lot of really great, loyal clients and customers that if they were to call me and say they need to get in with me, I would probably make time for them. As far as like booking anybody new, it most likely won't happen unless Spirit just tells me like this has to happen, you know. But I really want to take that break in July, spend some time with my kids before we go through this huge transition of having another child. We've been doing some traveling already. We were just over in West Texas and Odessa seeing some family. We're going to be going to Abilene next week to see some family, see some clients. There's some new restaurants I want to try. Because if there's one thing about me, y'all, I'm going to eat. And I love trying out new restaurants, especially in my hometown. I love to support local businesses. I do. And that's a whole fucking topic we're going to get into when it comes to the town I'm living in. Y'all better buckle the fuck up. If you are from this town and you're sensitive and you're listening because you hate me and you hate the way I think, that's going to be an episode for you. I'm going to make you real mad. So I can't wait to get into that. That's a season I'm in right now, is just speaking my truths. However, astronomically, I think I'm also in a season of conflict, meaning I'm attracting a lot of conflict. So that's something I have to be aware of, and not reacting to everything and not going back and forth with people. Like, it's one thing to speak my truth, say what I need to say, but it's the going back and forth with fucking people on the internet that I'm like, I need to stop doing that. Because if what I'm saying is true, why do I need to continue to try to prove myself to people who cannot fucking elevate their minds to where mine is, you know? So that's something I'm working on personally, is, you know, truth is truth, and it's going to come out and it's going to win over everything no matter what. You don't have to make yourself look like a dumbass. I'm talking about myself, you know, by continuing to argue with idiots online, you know? So I asked on Facebook recently, what are some topics that you want to see me cover on my podcast on Healing with Serenity? And I had some people say, you know, they want to hear about relationships with women, which, by the way, I'm actually doing a 3-part series over the book Between Women, and it talks about envy and competition between women and why we are the way we are in our friendships. You know, like when you meet a new girl, if you're a woman, right? You meet a new chick and you guys hit it off and you just spill everything to each other and you're besties for like 3 months, and then suddenly shit starts to fall apart and you cannot fucking stand that person anymore. Like, you hate their energy, the way you feel when you leave any interaction with them just sucks. That's pretty normal. And that happens to me a lot. And I'm just sitting here like, what's wrong with me that every woman I come into contact with, I end up being like, please get away from me. Please get away from me. Because it's not them. It has to be me, right? Well, we're going to talk about why that is the way that is. And most women are wired that way. I'm sure you can relate to that. I'm sure you can relate to like, oh my God, I am just, this person is too much. I can't handle it anymore. Why do I not like her anymore? You know what I mean? And yeah, it's a you problem. It's a them problem. It's an all of us as women problem. And so, you know, people, somebody posed that topic they want to hear about. Somebody also mentioned mental health in men and how that is often just covered up and ignored because, you know, this toxic masculinity also of like, there, I feel like there's toxic femininity and there's toxic masculinity, and men are made to be so strong. And if they show anything less than that strength, they're immediately feminine and weak. And so I think I want to have a man come on and talk with me, somebody who's pretty well known in our community. And I want to interview him and talk to him about what that means and looks like for him. Somebody also talked about, they want to talk about lupus. So maybe we could talk about lupus and different autoimmune issues. I have done some Tuesday Tea episodes over autoimmune issues. I don't think I've ever talked specifically about lupus. And fun fact, this isn't a fun fact, actually, it's a terrible fucking fact. Why would I say fun fact? Lord forgive me. My aunt has had lupus forever, basically, like the last 30 years. And I remember when I was 5, they told her she had like just barely a few years to live or something. And she is at the point in her life now where it's not looking great. I don't talk to her much. I don't have much contact with her in general, not for any like negative reason. I just don't. But I do believe that she's on like a transplant list for a liver. She's on dialysis. Like, there's a lot of stuff. And it's hard for me because I have family like that. I have family members who got the COVID vaccine, you know, after they consulted with me, asked me what I thought. I told them not to do it. And if you are somebody who got the COVID vaccine and you feel strongly about it, that's great. Do your thing, girl. But that is my opinion. I'm not going to change that. You doing what you do is not going to change my mind. I'm not going to change your mind. Let's just draw that line right now. But the fact is, you know, they asked my opinion. I told them, and they went and did it anyway. And then they are now living with side effects and consequences of doing so. It's really hard for me having family with these medical issues who refuse to even consider Just adding in, like, I'm not saying fuck everything medical and just go completely natural, but to not even want to try anything natural is very hard for me. And I'm at the point where, like, if you're not willing to help yourself, or you ask for my advice and don't want to follow it, like, I'm good. Like, I'm not going to continue. I'm not going to chase anyone down and make them do what I think they should do, you know? And that's hard because I want to just be a know-it-all, I guess. Like, I want to share, and I have a heart of gold, but I am a know-it-all. So, you know, even in public, when I see somebody with a plant and I want to be like, oh, did you know that if you do this and this, it'll do this? Like, I have to just shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, Serenity. That's like something I tell myself on probably a daily basis because, yeah, I think recently somebody told me I was Hermione Granger. And then some bitch online told me, or she didn't tell me, she was talking about me. Mind you, there's threads about me because I am so fucking famous in this town now. I say it so sarcastically, like it's ridiculous. It's not hard to be famous in a small town. I guess I'm more infamous than anything. But anyway, she said that I'm a know-it-all. And so I'm like, okay, I guess these people, you know, they're onto something. I guess I'm a fucking know-it-all. And so, yeah, I'm just trying to reel back and not give unsolicited advice. Obviously, in my space, here on my podcast, on my Facebook, my Instagram, all these places, I'm going to give my advice all day. And you can choose to be in my space or not, you know? By the way, I am on TikTok, Healing with Serenity. Go follow me, please. And I'll follow you back if you got videos. If you don't have videos, I'm probably not going to follow you back. So, but you can send me a message and be like, hey, I heard your podcast. And then I'll probably follow you back. But can you even message somebody if they're not following you on TikTok? I don't even know, you guys. This shit is getting out of hand. I used to be the person in my family who knew about like tech and like social medias and stuff. And now I'm just like, I don't know, man. I'm 31. I don't fucking know. I'm just doing what I'm doing. But anyway, those are just some things I have in mind for the podcast. I would love to say like, hey, every Tuesday I'm going to come out with a new episode. But who knows? You might get an episode every week for the next 2 months. And then you won't hear from me for 6 months. You might get an episode, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be hit or miss for a while, but I hope that you will tune in when I get new episodes. I'll post them on my socials and let me know what you think. If there are some topics that you want me to cover, I would love to potentially cover them. If there's something that are in alignment with what I'm doing and what I'm about, I'd love to talk about them. And really, there's no topics that are too taboo, I don't think. I won't talk about things that like I don't have knowledge over. You know, I'll probably, if you were to say, hey, can you talk about X, Y, and Z? And I'm like, I don't know shit about that. Like, I'll probably tell you, like, I don't feel like I'm qualified to talk about that. I'm just gonna be real with you. You know, the things that I'm talking about, I feel like I have some experience in, or maybe they're things that I'm trying to learn more about, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyway, if there is something that you want to hear, you want to discuss, you want to come on my podcast, I would love to start having people on my podcast. That's like a dream come true. Let me know. You can reach out to me on Facebook, Serenity Ford. My personal profile is like open. You can reach out on Instagram, TikTok. It's all Healing with Serenity. I'm on Snapchat. I think it's Healing with Serenity. I don't know. I don't know what my tag is on Snapchat. I really just use it for the filters, honestly. I'm not going to lie. Or you can email me at serenityford@healingwithserenity.co. Okay. I think that's all I have for you right now. I'll probably be recording another episode here pretty soon because I do enjoy doing this. I love to hear myself talk. And I hope that you do too. I hope that you garner something from my messages and that I kind of like motivate you to do something really fucking cool today or tomorrow. And we all can just be really badass together, you know? But yeah, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. It is Friday, June 2nd. Stay mindful. Stay well. I love you all. Bye. Hey girl. Hey. If you like this podcast, would you do me a favor and hit the subscribe button? And also on all social medias, you could find me at Healing with Serenity. You can check out my website at serenityford.com. Use the search bar to search for any of my various products like Mermaid Magic. And I also have a section for my books that I have written, ebooks to guide you in various health and wellness avenues. Thanks so much for listening. Stay mindful. Stay well.